question was asked is Hashem's treatment of humanity dependent on humanity's actions or also our intentions and our thoughts. So that's much broader than that. It's dependent on many things. It's not only dependent on our actions. To a large degree, the Torah repeatedly instructs us that our actions will define the treatment we will receive. And most often that's understood as that we as a people, the people of Israel, get treatment based on the people of Israel's behavior. The individual, there we have questions. We have questions that are built in. Tzadik v'ra lo rasha v'tov lo, they just say those questions date back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu as well. That Moshe asked those questions with regards to, we know there's Ashkacha Pratit, yet we see individuals suffer and we don't have a good answer as to why they suffer. And that's the whole book of Job, and that's the prophecy of Habakkuk, etc. But as a people, we say that our actions are the prime defining factor. But not only that, because it's a much more complex system. We see that merits can last for generations, and they can speak on our behalf, be it the merits of the forefathers, be it the merits of the land of Israel, be it the merits of King David. The Navi is full with references to other issues being at play. Hashem's love of the Jewish people. But there is one major factor, and we are constantly instructed to bear that in mind, that our actions do play the major role as to whether we will have rachamim, mercy, or din, exacting justice.